One of the things I've found over 15 years of working with sound and healing and shamanism is that healing is holding space. And that's all it is. It's not, for me, going in and trying to rearrange people or rearrange the knickknacks. It's really stepping back and holding space so that people can be who they truly are. And in the moment that they relax and become a little bit more of who they truly are, something shifts. And sometimes it goes in a direction I anticipate, but oftentimes it doesn't. It opens a new doorway that I didn't see before and that the person didn't see before. One of the reasons I use the Tibetan bowls is because I believe it holds space for people. And as I sing, I'm very aware of feeling energies, warm pulsations, waves that come through my head, my neck, my shoulders. Frequently, they come through my feet and come up from the ground. And as I sing, I don't always use music, such as the one I just did. It was just an improvisation. And I can sit down and talk to a jazz player, and they'll say the same thing. When they're really on, that's what happens. There's just this energy that moves through them. So for me, when I think about channeling, it's becoming a conduit of spirit from my feet, from my head, and it just meets in the heart and it goes.
See, so many people use channeling in so many different ways. So it's good. I'm glad to hear you have some clarity about what you mean by channeling. Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about channeling, for me, it's an experience of sensing, first off, my own consciousness shift, raise, move away from the mundane. Then I'm able to turn and see what's already present. If I am just in the mode of putting gas in the tank and keeping going and going, I don't care how hard spirit tries to connect with me, I'm not facing spirit. And so at the moment I turn to face spirit, it's been there all along. There's no doubt about it. So for me, the bowls help to create that space where I relax so I can face spirit and so I can invite other people in to do the same.
So there's a natural delivery that comes with these sounds that mm-hmm. works for human beings. It must mm-hmm. be it's some sort of a just like a radio thing. I mean, if you tune in, if you let the sound take you,
yeah.
It delivers you where?
In part to wherever you're ready to go to. And in part to wherever the singer, the musician, the speaker is providing an open doorway. It's a combination.
Good, good.
And I find that when I listen to music, I can feel how the artist is feeling in their body as they were recording or when they were performing the music. And so I want to listen to music where people were having a really good time or where they were very, very deeply centered and very still or yes. where their body was really relaxed. That, to me, then, helps my body relax, helps me center, or helps me feel deep joy. Mm. So to the extent that anyone in a leadership position is speaking or singing or even aware of their connection to spirit, their connection into their body, perhaps, their connection to their navel, their connection to who they are, they can draw that forth from the people around them. It's a basic resonance factor.